Thank you. I think Debbie is the one with all the energy. I don't know. I hate to follow that, but she really wants me to introduce myself because she doesn't like saying my last name. That's what it is. So anyway, it's a Greek one and it's a long one. My name is Sandra Koularides, and I am 49 years old. I have two kids. I live in Homewood, just about a mile from here. And so I'm really, really excited to be here at Dawson. You know, this is an amazing community, and Dawson does so much for its people as far as so many different things, but especially wellness too, which is so important. And that is my passion. And it's been my passion since I was a teenager. It's been my passion through college. I went to Birmingham Southern College and I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And I loved nutrition and I loved fitness. And so then I transferred to UAB and got a degree in fitness. And then I transferred to Samford and then got a degree in nutrition. And then I transferred back to UAB and got my master's in nutrition. And so here I am. And so I started working after that, after I got my master's at Princeton and Montclair. So I did 10 years as a clinical dietitian in the hospital, working with sick people, very sick people, ICU patients, diabetes, renal failure, heart disease, just very sad situations. And then, you know, I was just looking, you know, at these patients, and if they had changed so many things 20 years ago, they wouldn't be in those predicaments. I mean, it is, you know, that cut and dry. So it was very sad to see, you know, these people so sick because of the lifestyle they had chosen, whether it would be smoking or overeating or being inactive or a combination of everything. And so anyway, so that was about 10 years of my life. And then I took a break when I had my kids. I wanted to stay home with them. And so that's what I did. And then when my youngest, who is now 12, when he went to school to kindergarten, I decided, I had turned 40 at that time, and that was time for me to put my passion into action, which was to combine fitness and nutrition, because you can't have one without the other. I mean, they definitely go together, although I will tell you, nutrition is by far the bigger component of the two. People don't want to hear that. They want to say, I want to go for a walk and eat whatever I want. I want to go to Jazzercise and eat whatever I want. That just doesn't happen. So, you know, nutrition is definitely 75% of the picture. The older I have gotten, the more I have realized how true that statement is. And I know, you know, I mean, I'm almost 50. In November, I'll be 50. And I know some of you in here are older, some may be younger, but I mean, we know every decade it gets harder and harder. So, I mean, and I'm no different. I mean, I come from a family of four girls in my family. I'm the third, and, you know, everybody's an apple. And so it's just kind of these genes that you kind of fight. And, you know, Greeks, we love to eat just like everybody else. I think every culture loves to eat. So it's just something that you always have to keep in the forefront of your mind. Anyway, so what I did when I turned 40 was create a company called Fuel Plus Fitness, where it's my business, where I work with people one-on-one. So I have an office in Office Park, and I sit down with people in my office, and we go over their journal and their eating and their exercise and make sure it's what they need to do to meet their goals. And so people buy packages, and we spend 3 months together. Once a week, we see each other. So anyway, it's real exciting because I love when people have success. I love that. Absolutely fuels me and energizes me. I have plenty of people who aren't successful too. I mean, I think half do it, half don't. And a lot of times they're just not ready to make the changes. It's such a big deal. And so, and I understand that. And a lot of them come back 3 years later, 4 years later and say, Sandra, I'm ready now. And so I'm like, good, let's go. You know, let's do this again. And so they're kind of in a different place. But I absolutely love working with people. And a lot of the things I'm going to be talking about today in class are experiences that I've had with people, like things they've told me or things they've done. Some are funny, some are real interesting. So that's why I like working with people, is to see their success, to help take them to a better place. I mean, truly, it's a journey of health. It's teaching people how to take care of their body. And what is more important? I mean, really, nothing is more important than your health. I mean, life is a gift. God has given us this life that we're on this earth right now. We are breathing right now. And the quality of that life is our gift to ourselves. And that's just such a powerful thing when you think about that, as so many people can't walk upstairs. They can't get out of their car. They can't sit in an airplane seat because they're too large. I mean, you know, what is going on here that we're not taking care of this precious body that we've been given? And so that's, and a lot of times people will say to me, Sandra, don't you think people know what to do? They just don't do it. And I honestly, the answer to that is no, I don't. Because the people that I see are not people that eat church's bacon, eggs, and biscuit, and gravy, and sweet tea, and French fries all day long, you know, every day. That's not the people I see. I see people that are trying to take care of themselves, and they don't know how to put it together. And so that's what this talk is all about. Because every time I see a client for the first time, I can tell you 9 to 10 things that they are going to be doing wrong, and it never fails. They are all doing this. Whether they're eating quinoa and kale and chia seeds, or if they're eating Pop-Tarts and Fruit Loops and white bread, they are all doing the same thing. So, you know, you got your healthy person and the one that's not real keen on what to eat, but they are all making the same mistakes. So I thought if I created a talk or made a talk, you know, telling you these mistakes, you could kind of see, where do you see yourself in this talk? Where do you think you're making your mistake? Because really, with eating, it's got to be something that you can live with. It can't be something that puts you in a box and says, you know, you cannot have bread, you cannot have dairy, you cannot have cheese, you cannot have, you know, whatever it is. You can't have any fat or peanut butter. I mean, who wants to live like that? You know, if you love peanut butter, that's not going to be the program for you. You know, if you love milk and cheese and, you know, ice cream occasionally, well then, I mean, come on now, this is life. So that's what I teach people. It's how to make it work, how to make healthy living work in your life. And yes, there's things that you're going to have to change. I mean, you can't have it all. But really, I do not feel deprived in the least with the way I eat. I have brought my friend Ashley with me today too, that she's here helping me, and she is older than I am. She's in her mid-50s, right? And she follows this way of eating. She exercises. She does this workout that I'll be telling you about. She feels fantastic, not deprived. So again, most of my clients, they'll come back to me and say, I'm just so content. I love what I'm eating, and that makes me happy. I want you to love what you're eating, and I want you to be content. And really, it goes down to eating real food, but knowing how to put it into a balance. And that's what it's all about, and that's what we're going to be talking about. The other thing, I kind of got off me and what I do, but I work with people one-on-one, I teach classes, I travel nationally to different conventions, fitness conventions, and I talk nationally. When I was up in Philadelphia for the first time, they told me I spoke really fast for a southerner, so I do talk really fast because I've got a lot of information to go through, but I don't know what they think about southerners. I guess it's what they see on the news, you know, people just, you know, after a tornado. I don't know where they pick these people, but they pick the ones that talk slow. So anyway, that is not me. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And after class, like Debbie said, I'll be happy to answer. I will try to answer all of your questions. I hope I can answer all of your questions. Nutrition is forever, you know, growing and changing. So if I can't answer it, I will get back to you on it. I have written a book, which is going to be for sale afterwards. It's usually $20. Today it's $15, just today only. And then my DVD, which is 3 10-minute workouts, body weight only, is also $15, which is usually $20. So that will be over here if you'd like that after class. So you can also ask me questions about that. But we'll go ahead and get right into it, because I know we just have a little less than an hour to go over everything. This right here is a poster that I love. The older you get, the more diet matters. I mean, that is such a truth. You've just got to accept that because, you know, when you're in your 20s, you can get away with anything, right? When you're less than 20, good Lord, you know, you can just eat whatever you want and it never shows up on your body. Then all of a sudden, you know, for women, it happens in their 30s. For men, sometimes it kicks in their 40s, and boom, there you go. Diet becomes such a big part of the picture. So the older you get, the more you really have to pay attention to what you're putting in your mouth. Let me just make sure. Okay, and this is another thing. I have a lot of these little quotes that mean a lot to me. Don't start a diet that has an expiration date. Focus on a lifestyle that will last forever. And again, that's what it's all about, is finding something that you can live with. Whether, you know, some people that I see have been on Weight Watchers and they're counting points all the time and they're so tired of counting points. They don't even know what food has carbohydrates or protein in it. All they know is how many points that food has, you know, which is really sad. They have no education when it comes to food, you know, or they're really counting calories and that's all they do, and they don't care whether it's junk food calories or if it's, you know, 100 calorie pack of Snack Wells, Chips Ahoy or if it's an apple. You know, that's a big difference. So you got to look, you can count calories, that's fine, but you got to go beyond that. So it's got to be something that you can do forever. Because guess what? If you pick a diet that's going to help you to lose weight and you follow it and drop 10, 20 pounds, and then you go back to your other way of eating, what's going to happen? You're going to gain back 30 pounds, okay? You're not going to gain back 20 or 10. It's going to be 10 more than what you lost, right? You hear that all the time. Life is a one-time offer, use it well. So again, you know, what are we doing saying, okay, I'll wait, you know, till Monday, I'll wait till next month. This month's not a really good month for me to start eating healthy. I'll do it, you know, whenever. We always put it off. You know, today, right now, dinner, let's start tonight. I mean, why wait? Because again, this is our life we're talking about and our health. Alrighty, last little quote is, those who think they have no time for healthy eating will sooner or later have to find the time for illness. Again, how true is that? You know, I have several people that I'm seeing now with metabolic syndrome. I mean, that's high triglycerides, cholesterol, they're obese, they have high cholesterol, I already said that right, cholesterol issues, just lots of things going on, sugar, you know, they're diabetic. So again, why? Because they haven't taken care of themselves their whole life. So, you know, you've got to think about these things because eventually it will get you. So before we kind of dive into the nutrition section of this and the mistakes, I want to kind of get into your head, because that is where when you can follow a plan and a program, it's a very mental thing. Y'all know eating is very mental. So you just have to be ready. You have to be in the right frame of mind. So what are the things to think about? First of all, the steps of change are awareness, acceptance, and action. So just kind of think about these things, because unless you're really ready to do it, you're not going to do it because it's too hard. Eating is something that we have to do 3, 4, 5 times a day, and you have to think about it every time you do it. The more you think about things and get it right, the better you'll get at it. But at the beginning, it's a lot of work. So awareness is you realizing, okay, I just went for my annual exam and the doctor said I gained, you know, 5 more pounds or 2 more pounds, or my blood pressure's up. You know, one lady came to me one time, this a couple of years ago, and she said her GYN had told her that she had the creeps. And to me, that sounds kind of scary. I was like, what, the creeps? And she said every year for the past 5 years, her weight had crept up. And she's like, you better nip this because it is going to be out of control before you know it. So I thought that was really funny, but that was a great doctor for getting her before she became obese, because at that point she had about 12 pounds to lose. But every year she was up 2 to 3 pounds. So she sent her to me and she did fantastic because she was, you know, again, not too far from her goal. But you've got to be ready to change. Many times someone will say, I want my husband to come see you. And the first thing I'll say is, does your husband want to come? Because if that husband doesn't want to be there, he's going to sit there with his arms crossed. He's not going to listen to a word I say. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. I don't want to do it. He doesn't want to be there. So, I mean, I don't like to work with people that don't want to be there. I want to work with someone who's excited about coming, who's sitting on their edge of their seat saying, teach me, help me. That's who I like to work with. And another example is someone sending their daughter to me, their 15, 16-year-old daughter, saying, she's getting pudgy, you need to work with her. My question again, does she want to come to see me? Because if just mama thinks she's fat and she thinks she's fine, there's no reason for her to come see me unless you want to mess her up, you know, her self-esteem by telling her something's wrong with her. So again, if someone's fine the way they are, they're not going to make these changes. The next step to change is acceptance, and that's where you look in the mirror and you own it. You say, you know what, I am doing something here. You know, maybe I'm snacking a little, I've kind of been stressed, so I've been going into the chips and the Triscuits and the Wheat Thins and the nuts, you know, or I've been eating, my dinners are too big because I'm starving at night. You've got to look in the mirror and say, I'm doing something here, and own it and accept it, instead of saying, it's my hormones, it's my metabolism. I'm a woman, you know, my mom was fat, so I'm going to be fat. You know, all these excuses, I don't have time to exercise, I don't have time to eat healthy. Please, all my clients are busy. I mean, I have one that has 4 kids, a full-time job, and she's active in her community, and, you know, she has 2 pets. I mean, don't tell me she's not busy. You know, they're all, you know, high school and under, so they're very busy, but she's finding time to exercise and to eat healthy. So again, you have to want it. You have to accept that you're doing something that you can change. So acceptance is a very critical step. The next one is action, where I come in and I say, okay, you know what? This is what you do, and let's go for it. And I go through how to put things together. They do it, and they have success when they're ready. So as far as Nutrition 101, before I get started with the mistakes, I want to tell you what the different sources of fuel are for, what their purpose is. The first one is carbohydrates. And when you think about carbohydrates, I want you to think about gasoline. I want you to think about fuel for your body. Carbohydrates are not bad. They are not evil. They are not something, oh my God, I can't eat any carbs because they make you fat. Yes, of course, they can add weight to your body, but we're going to talk about that in a little while. But their function in your body is for fuel. Your brain is always wanting carbohydrates. Your muscles cannot use fat for energy unless they have a little bit of carbohydrate in your system. So you got to have carbs coming in. The deal, though, which we'll talk about in a minute, is that you just don't need that much, okay? And that's the problem with carbohydrates. But they do have a place in your diet, and they need to be part of every single meal. So the next thing is protein. So when you think about protein, and of course protein can be a lot more things than just steak or animal protein. There's lots of different proteins. But when you think about protein, I want you to think about these are bricks, the building blocks. They are the building blocks of your body. Protein is really everything your body's made out of. I mean, it's your immune system. It's your white blood cells, your red blood cells, your bones are 50% protein. So when I have people that I see that are borderline eating disorder sometimes, which I don't see eating disorders, I refer them, but when these are kind of very restrictive eaters, many times they have stress fractures. Their bones are not healthy. They're not getting calcium, they're not getting phosphorus, they're not getting vitamin D, and they're not getting protein. So, I mean, you know, you talk about someone that's malnourished, how's their body going to be healthy? So, you know, you've got to have protein every single meal. The cool thing about protein, too, is it makes you feel more content, and it also increases your metabolism, and it also helps control your blood sugar, which is critical. So protein is a big deal. So that's kind of the first thing I always, when I'm teaching people how to plan meals, is think, what is your protein going to be at this meal? Is it going to be eggs? Is it going to be chicken? Is it going to be salmon? What's your protein going to be? Because that's the first thing you need to pick, because every meal has to have protein in there. The next thing is fat. So fat, the function of fat, which is critical, is going to be glue. Like a bottle of Elmer's glue. It is going to be what sticks with you, what keeps calories around. Okay, because you do have to control the carbs that you eat. You do. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you have to keep a lid on them. And the only thing that's going to allow you to do that is if you start having fat with meals. And we're going to talk about different types of fat and how to get enough fat in. But fat is what's going to keep the calories around, because fat takes a long time to digest. So it stays in your stomach, and then you're not getting hungry. So it's helping control your blood sugar. By having that protein and fat at a meal, your blood sugar isn't like a roller coaster, and that is what's so important for disease prevention later in life, is to make sure your blood sugar stays constant. So as you can see, each nutrient has a different function. You have carbs for energy, protein for a building block, and fat to keep you content. Fat does other things too, but that's as far as weight loss goes, and keeping your body lean and trim, it's going to be for satiety, for contentness. So all of those should be in every single meal you have. So what I teach people to do is to, first of all, know how to pick their foods as far as what's a carb, what's a protein, what's a fat. So I teach them how to do that, and then we put them all together at every single meal. At breakfast they have it all, at lunch they have it all, at dinner they have it all. That way, their blood sugar is controlled throughout the day. They feel great. They're not getting hungry between meals. They're not going to the break room or to the kitchen and grabbing a handful of cereal or Triscuits or Cheez-Its or cheese curls or whatever. They're content. And that is so important. I mean, really, that's the holy grail of weight loss, is how can I lose weight and not be hungry? I mean, think about how many times we're on a diet and we're just hungry all the time. When you have fat at a meal, you're not hungry. You feel really good. And so meals really should last for 3 to 5 hours. Really, they should be over 3 hours. Your meals, if they're done right, should last you for 4 hours. Okay, my meals sometimes last 5 hours and above. It's amazing. So, and I love that, because when I eat, sometimes I'm meeting with clients for hours and I don't have time to eat. So it sure is nice not getting hungry, you know, not leaving and coming home and being starving, because I've had a meal that had enough fat in it to where it carries me. So again, just things to think about. So here we go with the mistakes that people make. So the first mistake that's on your sheet is carbohydrates. You know, what do people do with carbs? Well, they do a lot of things with carbs, but the first thing that they do is they way overeat carbs. What people do is that they fuel their body, because remember, carbohydrates are fuel. They fuel their body like they are running a marathon that day or the next day, okay? They are in marathon training right now. They're in their high mileage, and that's how they're carbing up. And they may do it by having kashi cereal in the morning and some fruit on top, and then at lunch they'll have a turkey sandwich and some pretzels and some Fig Newtons, and then at dinner a big bowl of pasta with marinara and French bread with, you know, some margarine on it or something. So again, not, you know, not having fat coming in, but lots and lots of carbs coming in. So I mean, you know, regardless of how you get carbs, if you overdo carbs beyond what your body needs, you're going to store fat very easily. And let me tell you why. Carbohydrates are always going to raise your blood sugar, okay? The simple carbs, which of course are your sugar, your candy, your cookies, cakes, things like that, they raise it real quickly. But all carbohydrates will raise your blood sugar. When your blood sugar is up, your body has to have insulin to take that sugar and put it into the cells, okay? So insulin comes out to deal with that sugar. Insulin is a building hormone that promotes fat storage. So the more you can contain insulin and not let it just surge out like that, the better off your body's going to be, because your blood sugar is going to be controlled. So when you're carbing up all the time, what your body is going to do is store more fat, need more carbs, because you know what? Your sugar goes up, your sugar goes down. Your sugar goes up, you crave carbs, then, you know, so it's this constant roller coaster that you're on. So as long as you're carbing up all the time, you're never going to get into your fat for energy. And all of us want to use fat for energy. We don't want to be using carbohydrates all the time. Did y'all know, this is just an amazing fact, a lean body, this is not an overweight body, lean body has 80,000 calories of stored fat. A lean body, is that not crazy? I mean, fat is 9 calories per gram. It's a very concentrated source of energy. And we have 80,000, but we never tap into it because we're carbing up all the time. All we ever do is put carbs in our mouth. So you have to control your carbs. I mean, this definitely, as we get older, unless we are athletes that are working out 3 and 4 hours a day, which I don't think any of us in here do that. I don't know, does anyone do that? Probably not. I mean, I know I don't do that. So, you know, I'm good to work out 1 hour a day. So again, unless you're using all that energy, you don't need to be taking it in. So the other thing is to kind of think about what carbs. You always want to pick the healthier carbs. I mean, these obviously are not the healthier carbs. So often people say, what about baked Lays? What about Sun Chips? You know, my answer is, what about them? I mean, all they are is baked flour, white flour with salt put on them. Yes, they don't have fat. Yes, they're, you know, they're fat-free if you think that that's a good thing. But still, that's all they are, is white flour baked with salt on them. Do you think that's a healthy food? You know, I don't think so. So again, it might be something that we want every now and then, but to go to baked Lays as if they're healthy just because they're fat-free, you know, not a healthy option. Cheez-Its, you know, they have a little bit of cheese in them. Do we think that's healthy? All that is baked flour with about, you know, a tablespoon of cheese put in it. So, you know, pretzels, again, white flour, white bread, cookies. I mean, you know, again, yes, we're going to have these sometimes, but these are not the healthy carbs I'm talking about. You know, and these, again, you know, here's your fat-free products. Guess what they do with fat-free products? They add sugar to them, okay? They add carbohydrates to fat-free products. So they take the fat out, put sugar in there. You know, is that really what we need to be eating? I mean, all my clients, they don't do fat-free. We don't do any fake food. It's all real food. Because again, you know, that fake stuff has stuff added to it, and a lot of times it has a funky taste, doesn't it? It doesn't melt right. Fat-free cheese is like plastic. I mean, I have melted it on cheese toast, and, you know, I did it accidentally one time for my son on a piece of cheese toast, and he, you know, just pulled the whole thing off. It was like a plastic piece of cheese, and was like not about to eat it, which I didn't blame him. So, you know, the carbohydrates that, you know, we're talking about when we talk about carbs, you've got 4 different categories of carbs. You've got starches, you've got dairy, you've got fruit, and you've got vegetables. Okay, that's 4 different categories of carbs. So really, the things that I showed you on this slide, all of those are starches, right? But they're not healthy starches because they're all with white flour, right? Unless those cookies were baked with whole wheat flour, which I don't know if they were or not, this is all white flour. So again, not the kind of starch, the healthy starch that I'm talking about. So, again, you've got starches, fruit, veggies, and dairy are your carbohydrates. So when you think about whole wheat bread, what I want, or bread period, what I want you to think about when you're not buying whole wheat, or if you are buying whole wheat, I want you to know why it's so good. That right there is a grain of any kind of grain. That's what it's made out of. It has a bran layer, which is the fiber. It has endosperm, which is where the starch and the protein is. And then it has a germ, where the fat and the vitamins are. If a grain has vitamins in it or antioxidants, it's going to be in the germ. When they put it through the process of refining it, they're going to get rid of the bran and they're going to get rid of the germ, and all you're going to have left is the starch and the protein, and then what they do is add some back. So they get rid of it and then they add some fiber in there just to put some fiber back in there, and they may add some vitamins in there too, but it's not its natural state. So again, when you're buying any kind of grain or starchy product, you want to get the whole grain, okay? I mean, for the most part, and I know, you know, you're going to be at a restaurant that doesn't have whole wheat buns. That's okay. We're just talking about 8 out of 10 times, try to make good choices. When you're at home, you know, get the right stuff, because at home you have control. When you're out, you don't have control. So always try to get the whole grain. The other thing to think about with your different carbohydrates are your starches. And this is something that's pretty mind altering when you think about it, is when you're talking about rice, noodles, potatoes, couscous, quinoa, this right here is 1/3 of a cup. That is almost 100 calories worth of cooked rice. Cooked, not raw, almost 100 calories. So if you put that on a plate, that little 1/3 of a cup, you would laugh at that if someone at a restaurant brought you that. You'd say, where is my rice? That is not what I paid for, right? I mean, you know, when you go to a place like Surin and they bring you that ball of rice, that is not how much rice it is. It's probably 4 times that much. So we're talking 400 calories as a base, and then we're going to put stuff on it, because, of course, who's going to eat just a ball of rice? Nobody. So again, you know, when you're doing starches, their calories add up very quickly. This right here is 1/2 cup, and that is a serving of noodles. It's a serving of cooked noodles. So think about at your house when you have pasta. It doesn't matter if it's whole wheat or white. Whole wheat is definitely better, but it's still 100 calories of pasta. So you put that in someone's bowl, and they're going to be like, that's not, where's my spaghetti sauce going to go on? What is it going to go on top of? So what I do is, not that starches are bad, but they're very calorie dense. And in my book, I have a little chapter on how to gain weight. And guess what? Starches are one of the best ways to get your child. If you have a skinny kid that's playing football that needs to bulk up, you start giving them beans and corn and potatoes and noodles and cereal and all those starches, and they will start beefing up. You know, there's other things you can do too, but they don't have to eat a lot for a lot of calories. So with starches, with someone who wants to stay lean or lose weight, what I do is we might put them in at breakfast and lunch, because your energy needs are higher when you're active, which is usually during the, you know, before 5. 5 and above are when people are the most active. So later in the day for dinner, we get rid of starches. We say, okay, let's don't have any starches at dinner. Well, what does that look like? I don't want to cook this for my kids and this for me. Well, you don't have to. You make stir fry, they have rice, you don't have rice. You make burgers, they have buns, you don't have buns. You make omelets, you know, they have bread or biscuits to go with it, you don't have biscuits. So it's not a big deal. Tacos, they have the shell, you don't have the shell. I do this all the time, and I don't cook 2 different meals for my kids. I'm not about to do this. It's just, I give them starch because kids need it. Kids are active. Think about a child at the beach. They are sitting there digging holes, jumping waves, skinboarding, doing all sorts of things, and we're just sitting there reading our books, right? We don't do any, I mean, I'm not very active at the beach. I might go for a walk for an hour, but other than that, I am sitting in that chair watching my kids, making sure that their head is above, you know, water, and I can see them. So again, you know, their energy needs, they're growing, they're energetic. It's different for kids than for adults, so they need these calories. You know, and again, if you have a child that's starting to put on some weight, this is something to think about. You know, maybe they can have less starches at their dinner meal especially. You know, and the thing to think about with carbohydrates too is what happens mostly is a lot of these come in at the end of the day, right? They put them in at dinner. That's where the pasta comes in. That's where the couscous and the sweet potatoes and the white potatoes and the rice and stuff. So again, what are you doing after dinner? Most of us are answering emails, you know, reading books, watching the Olympics right now. I mean, you know, doing something where we're not super active. So again, why are we having all these this fuel source coming in when we're not using it? So you kind of think about that and think, because really taking that starch out of dinner is a big deal. It's not, you don't miss it that much, and it makes a huge difference. Okay, so the next thing as far as a mistake is protein. And with protein, what I've found, especially in women, so women listen up, y'all don't eat enough protein. I'm sorry, because you know why? You have cereal for breakfast, not a great source of protein. You have a little salad for lunch, not a great source of protein unless you put some protein on your salad. And then the only time you have it is at night. And many times at night, you know what people want is vegetables, or they just want some fruit and something. So it's like, you know, all these foods that you're picking, they don't have a protein source, and you have to have protein coming in. Again, like I said, it's everything. I mean, it's your collagen, it's your hair, it's your nails, it's your, you know, inside of your body, not just your outside. So again, making sure that you have a good protein source. And look at all these different options. I mean, you've got your fish, salmon, eggs, tofu, Greek yogurts are super high in protein, almond butter, peanut butter, cashew butter, all your nut butters are going to have protein in them. So you've got lots of different sources of protein. You don't always have to go to red meat and beef. And I mean, now we have ground chicken, we have ground turkey that's really good. You can have salmon burgers, and there's canned salmon, you know, tuna fish, great source of protein. So there's lots of different protein sources you can pick. You just have to make sure you focus and say, okay, this is going to be my protein, so that you have it coming in at every meal. And the next thing is fat. So fat is a huge problem because people think fat makes them fat. People think that fat is the villain. It's all, you know, it's like the worst thing you can have. The best diet is, or eating plan is, one that is low fat. Okay, well, I'm standing here to tell you that when I wrote my book, what I wanted to call it was Eat Fat, because I thought that that would be the number one bestseller on the New York Times list, because who wouldn't buy a book that said Eat Fat, right? Eat fat and lose weight. But that's exactly what happens. When people start eating fat, they lose weight. Guess why? Because when you start eating fat, you're content, you're not hungry all the time, and your carbs drop. Okay? If you are not eating fat, your carbs are going to be coming in like crazy. When you start eating fat, and I'm talking more than 10 grams of fat at a meal, I'm not talking about a smear of mayonnaise. I'm talking about you having nuts, having guacamole, avocado, olives, whatever your fat source is, have some fat at a meal, because then in 2 hours, you're not going to be going to the kitchen saying, I need a snack. You're going to be content. And at the end of the day, the person who ate the fat is the one who's going to eat less calories, because they're not hungry all the time. So if you are thinking about calories, put that fat in the meal and notice how at the end of the day, you really haven't eaten that much because you haven't been hungry. Just like I was telling you, I mean, I have a meal that lasts me. I have a meal that has probably 20 to 30 grams of fat. That's usually my breakfast, okay? It lasts me for 5 hours. So for 5 hours, the calories that were in that meal are lasting me. So, I mean, that's amazing. I'm not going and getting cookies and, some kind of snack from the cabinet. So once you start eating fat, your body starts metabolizing fat, your blood sugar stays under control, and you get to where you can get away with eating less carbs, having less insulin coming out, less fat storage going on. So, it's a really neat thing once you try it. And one of my favorite things, which I have a slide coming up, never mind, I'm going to let y'all see that in a second. So with fat, what you have to think about is there is a bad fat. And the worst fat, the most dangerous for your body, is trans fat. It's hydrogenated fat is trans fat. So when you think about a hydrogenated fat, let me tell you what that is. They have taken a liquid fat like corn oil, put it through a process, they've added a hydrogen, that's why it's called hydrogenation, and they've made it hard. So that's why Crisco can turn into shortening, like Crisco shortening. And we know that that shortening in the can makes the best biscuits, right? And that is why they make hydrogenated fat, and that's why it's in Ritz crackers and in Escort crackers and all those yummy crackers that we love. And it feels so good when we eat them, that buttery taste is because they have hydrogenated fat in them. Okay, that's why they taste good. So that is why companies use it, except for you've got to think about, when you're buying packaged products, because you're not going to buy a jar that says hydrogenated fat. You will not go to Publix or Western or Winn-Dixie and see something that says hydrogenated fat. You're not going to buy it that way. It's going to be in packaged products. So what you've got to do, because the government allows companies to put a tiny bit in their product and not tell you, okay? They're allowed to put 0.5 grams and not tell you. If you have 2 grams extra a day, so 0.5 can be in every product, and if you have 2, that increases your chances. Heart disease, diabetes, all these chronic diseases, your risk goes up when you have 2 grams of trans fat daily. So you can see that if it's not in a product that you're eating, and you're not, you don't know that, it, you could easily get 2 grams of fat a day. So it's real important that you turn your package around, get your glasses out. That's what I have to do now, is get my little readers out. And because I'm telling you, the print keeps getting smaller and smaller. So anyway, I get them out and I read, does it say hydrogenated soybean oil? Does it say hydrogenated vegetable oil? If it does, then put that product back and see what else that you can find. One thing that I want to tell y'all about, if you've got smartphones, write this down. There's an app you can get free, and it's the Fooducate app, F-O-O-D-U-C-A-T-E, Fooducate. And what you can do, it has a scanner, and you can be at Target or Walmart or wherever you shop and scan the barcode, and it gives it a grade. It gives it a C+, a B-, and it tells you it has hydrogenated fat, it has too much fat, it has too much sugar. It tells you why it grades it. So my kids are funny. I mean, at the store, we'll get it out, and they'll, you know, I won't let them get anything below a C. I mean, you know, because they're very, the scanner's very picky. So I think if you get a C and above, that's good. But I mean, trying to get a B and an A is super good. So you can definitely find products. But it's real interesting because it's going to tell you why, you know, it is giving it the grade it is. So definitely be aware of trans fats because they are the worst for your body of all fats. The next fat is saturated fat, and this has kind of been a fat that has been villainized also. It's awful. But really, what saturated fat is animal fat. So it's anything from an animal. So you think of things coming from a cow. So that would be whole milk, half and half, cheese, whole yogurt, ice cream, all those things that have anything from a cow or any kind of meat like steak and burgers. So, you know, definitely is going to have saturated fat. Also things from a pig or from a chicken. I mean, an egg is going to have saturated fat in it, in the yolk. So saturated fat really, if as long as it's controlled, is not that bad of a fat. So it's okay to have cheese. It's okay to have eggs with the yolk in them. In fact, the yolk is where all the nutrients are in an egg. I mean, you take that yolk out, then you're throwing away the biotin, you're throwing away the vitamins. I mean, all the white is protein. So, and the yolk has protein in it too, so you've just thrown away half the protein too. So my clients, I'm like, uh-uh, you use that yolk. Don't throw that thing away. Even if you've got high cholesterol, you can have 7 eggs a week. You can have that. So again, don't be real scared of saturated fat, because what they're doing a lot of times in products like yogurt is they take all the fat out, and guess what they're putting in there? Sugar. Okay, sugar is far worse for you than for heart disease, for cholesterol, for triglycerides. When I worked in the hospital, the first thing we did for people that had high triglycerides was get rid of the sugar in their diet. I mean, sugar was the villain, it wasn't the fat. So again, you know, saturated fat has gotten a bad name, but I think that over the next 10 years, you're going to see it coming back into where, you know what, it's okay. It's okay to eat real yogurt with fat in it. It's okay to have 2% or even whole milk, you know. It's okay to have cheese that has 10 grams of fat in it. So again, bringing that fat back into our diet, because a lot of times the cultures that eat the most saturated fat but lower carb are the healthiest with heart disease and diabetes and weight. It's the cultures that are high in fat and carbohydrates that are the worst off. Okay, that's your Big Mac and your French fries. That's that kind of eating. So saturated fat is that, but the healthiest fats that you cannot argue with, these are never arguable with anybody. This is your Mediterranean diet, monounsaturated fats. What are those? Those are yummy fats. They're nuts, they're seeds, any kind of nut. People say even cashews, yes, even cashews. Even pistachios, yes, macadamia, and I don't care what kind of nut you like. Nuts are fantastic for you. Okay, they're a plant, they have antioxidants, they have fiber, they have some protein in them. I mean, my favorite nut right now is walnuts and roasted pecans. I'm in love with those, but I go through phases, through pistachios, you know, cashews. So again, any kind of nut, fantastic. Any kind of nut butter. I love, if you have not tried ground up almond butter, peanut butter, the best is almond butter, where you go to Fresh Market or Whole Foods, grind it yourself. It is definitely a luxury. It's expensive. For a little thing, it's $10, which I think is a lot of money, because peanut butter is usually, what, $3 or $4. So again, but it is delicious with apples. Oh my goodness. So try it. You'll love it. This is I love this little slide. When I learned you are what you eat, I realized I was nuts. You know, it's a little squirrel. When I saw this card, this is a card, I bought like 10 of them, because I can't tell you how I push nuts on people. And I can't tell you how many people have come to me, you know, within our visits together and say, I feel like a squirrel. So this is perfect, because, you know, they feel like a squirrel. They're eating so much fat and nuts, but they're losing weight, which I'm like, see? You got to start eating that fat. So again, I think it's hilarious because when you do start eating fat, you do start losing weight. Olives. I love olives. The Olive Bar at Whole Foods or at Fresh Market, amazing. Again, you don't have to go to a bar. You can get them in a jar. But green olives, black olives, it doesn't matter what color the olive is. They're fantastic for you. The other thing is avocados. Avocados, guacamole, yum. Put it on your salad. Put it in your sandwich. So good for you. Then you have your polyunsaturated fats, which are your omega-3 fats, okay? Those are decreased inflammation, brain health, heart health, triglycerides, super healthy for your body. And so those are going to be your salmon. So that's going to be my dinner tonight. I already have it at home, which I'm excited about. So it's loaded with omega-3s. Then you've got your salmon in the bag. You've got tuna. You've got sardines. Now, very few people that I know like sardines, okay? That is one of those foods that, and if you like them, I envy you because my friend Ashley here grew up on sardines. She grew up in Georgia on a farm and ate sardines all the time, continues to. What didn't you, like you said you were like on horses. Anyway, yeah, so she used to ride horses, which makes me think of a farm. But anyway, so she and I telling you, her skin looks amazing and, you know, never done anything to it. So it's omega-3. It keeps you young. It's decreased inflammation. What do you think wrinkles are caused by? Inflammation, stress on your body. This combats it. So if you like sardines, if you like salmon, go for it because it's so good for you. It's a great source of protein. Chia seeds, hemp seeds, flax seeds, also a great source. But let me just tell you, all of these are plant-based omega-3. That's different than marine-based. Marine-based are your fish oils, your sardines, your salmon, your mackerel, your tuna. This right here is plant-based. Still good, but not as good. Okay, so those are good fats. Walnuts, the number one nut because it's high in omega-3. So I go to Costco, my mom does, buys me 2-3 pound bags of walnuts probably once a month. And I go through that both those bags because I eat walnuts all the time. They're, one of the few nuts that has a high omega-3. They're the only nut. So definitely buy those. Start adding it to yogurt, to cereal. So those are your different fats. So again, you know, the mistake with fats is people don't eat fats. So I really want you every meal to say, what's my fat going to be? Get rid of your baked Lays and put 100 calories worth of, you know, almonds or walnuts or pistachios. I mean, forget your little, you know, chips and your crackers and your pretzels. It doesn't matter that they're fat-free. You'd rather have your calories coming from something that has fat that's going to sustain you instead of make you be hungry in 2 hours. So again, think about that kind of stuff. The next thing is breakfast. And what people do wrong with breakfast is they don't want to eat breakfast. I can't eat in the morning, you know, I'm just too tired, I don't have enough time. You know, it's amazing how breakfast is one of the most skipped meals of people's day, and it is truly the most important meal. So many study after study after study will show you that when people eat a good breakfast, they do better with their eating the rest of the day. They're thinner, they're healthier, they're more energetic. Everything, I mean, a kid is going to think better, you know, so you're going to think better, not just a kid, so you got to have breakfast. So, you know, the deal with breakfast is if someone does eat breakfast more than just a cup of coffee, they're going to have a bowl of cereal. They're going to have an omelet, an egg white omelet. They're going to have a boiled egg and head out the door. They're going to have a spoon of peanut butter. What's wrong with all of those things that I just told you, all those examples, is none of them are balanced. I mean, your cereal, all that is carbohydrates. So boom, it's gone within 2 hours. Your egg, all that is protein, so your body's saying, okay, where's my fuel? You know, it has a little bit of fat, but not much. And then your egg white omelet, all that is protein with a tiny bit of carb in it. So again, your body's going to be like, okay, wait a minute here, I need a little bit more than this. So none of them are balanced. I mean, so to make those balanced, you know, if you're a cereal person, the Kashi cereal is a great cereal to have it because it has 9 grams of protein. But what I would do to that is either add nuts to it, and put it like with some Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, or, because you know, anytime you get the flavored yogurts, you're getting sugar, okay? So try to get used to the plain. Try to get the plain and mix a scoop of vanilla in there and mix it up. Do whatever you can do to wean yourself off of that strawberry, that blueberry, you know, because all those, I know they taste good, but that sugar is just gonna go right there where you don't want it. It's gonna go around your middle, it's gonna go around your rear, it's gonna go wherever that fat goes. That's where that sugar will go. So you don't need that extra sugar coming in. So again, you know, you can use kefir. Kefir is a product that's fermented. It's got probiotics in there, which are great for your gut. So, or you could put it in yogurt, or you could use milk. So this adds balance because you got fat, you got protein, you've got carbohydrates coming in. So you got a cereal meal that's much more balanced. Here's another thing. People are like, I can eat waffles? you sure can eat a waffle. Go get those whole grain Nutri-Grain waffles or the Kashi ones. Have one of them, put some peanut butter on there, have a glass of milk or have some scrambled eggs on the side. You got a perfect breakfast. So again, you've got protein coming in, you've got carbs, you've got fat coming in. Another example is, these are some bars that I really like that I talk about in my book. And if you buy a book today, you're gonna get a bar. But I love having those, and you can get any kind of granola bar that you like and crumble it up into yogurt. The great thing about this bar is it has 11 grams of protein in it. So most granola bars are just gonna have 3 or 4 grams of protein. And then what I would do with that is add some more nuts to it. So that way you have a little combination that gives you everything that you need. Here's another great breakfast, is having a couple scrambled eggs, put some cheese in there, have, you know, with a piece of toast, Ezekiel bread or whole wheat bread, and then have some fruit on the side if you wanted. So again, very healthy, lots of, you know, color coming in, antioxidants, protein, fat. You know, for those of you who, now that it's cold, want some oatmeal, do oatmeal. You know, you can mix it with water, milk, almond milk, but add some coconut flakes to it. Add some, coconut is another fat that's a really good fat to have. You can have coconut butter, coconut oil, coconut flakes. What I love to do is take raw coconut and toast it, and your house ends up smelling like an almond joy, and which is, I love almond joys. And so I'll take that coconut and throw it in things. I've got clients of mine who have diverticulitis or you know, can't eat nuts because they're allergic. They can do coconut a lot of times, so it's a great fat to add to things to make things last. So, you know, nuts, coconut, peanut butter can go into your oatmeal, so you can just doctor it up however you want to. Another, Greek yogurt, fruit, nuts. That is a perfect breakfast, and don't tell me that takes more than 3 minutes to put together. It doesn't. I know that. I mean, I'm not one of these that loves to cook. I don't love to be in the kitchen, and this kind of stuff doesn't take a long time. So with breakfast, you've got to give it some thought, and you've got to think, where's my carb, where's my protein, where's my fat, okay, every meal. So here we go with lunch. What happens with lunch is that people do not think about lunch. They say, I don't have time, I'm just going to have a pack of crackers, I'm going to have this little 200-calorie bar, I'm going to have a little salad here, you know, whatever. So they'll, you know, again, have a 200-calorie pack of crackers. You know, all that is carbohydrates. There's no protein in that. There's, you know, fat, but not good fat. Probably in these packs of crackers, there's going to be hydrogenated fat in them because they taste good. They feel good in your mouth. So again, not a good fat. Or they'll have a salad with just a little bit of lettuce and some chicken on there. Not very adequate because it doesn't have many carbohydrates on there at all. So, you know, I think at lunch, a great thing to have is open-faced sandwiches. I mean, not having 2 pieces of bread, but open-faced, having a wrap with a real small wrap, getting some of those thins. Have you seen those sandwich thins, 100-calorie top, bottom? Fantastic, because then you can have a top and bottom, and they taste really good, and there's whole grain sandwich thins. You can use hummus as a spread instead of mayonnaise if you want. You can also use guacamole as a spread, which is fantastic. I mean, think about the nutrients that you're adding instead of mayonnaise. I mean, mayonnaise, all that is a fat. And if you, you know, got to have mayonnaise on a sandwich, that's fine, but this is so much healthier to add avocado on your sandwich. Olive tamponade, if you're an olive person, again, I'm Greek and I love olives, so this is something I love adding on top of my fish or on top of a turkey sandwich or something, because it adds flavor and it adds a healthy fat. And how about at lunch thinking, what I get my clients to do is say, where's the color? I mean, if you're having a sandwich and a pile of almonds, all that is brown. I don't see any color in that. I want you to have some spinach leaves on your sandwich. I want you to have some cherry tomatoes. I want you to have a few carrots. I mean, don't be having just bread with meat and then nuts. I mean, I'm not happy with that. So put some color into your meals, whether it's with fruit or vegetables, because that's where the color is going to come from. That's where your antioxidants come from that keep your body healthy. Nuts are your perfect substitute for salty, crunchy pretzels and Cheez-Its and chips. Okay, so no more chips anymore. Just change over to nuts and you're going to see your body transform. Get rid of those chips. Okay, nuts are your new snack. Get peanuts in the shell, like you know, an elephant eats, and crack them because they take work. And so that way you don't eat as many. Pistachios, they take work. Although I've gotten really fast at shelling pistachios, so I can have a big pile before you know it. So anyway, again, I love peanuts in the shell. That's one of my favorite things to eat. Here's a salad that's good. Look at this salad. I mean, you got fruit on the salad, you got chicken on it, you got veggies in there. that's a salad, okay? And, you know, what dressing should you use? Whatever kind you like. I mean, you know, don't go for the fake stuff that tastes chemically. Get what you like and don't use a lot of it. Just have, you know, a tablespoon or maybe two at the most, whatever the serving size is, but just limit what you put on there. And definitely, if you're at a restaurant, don't let them put it on there because they're going to put 3 to 5 times as much as you would. So you control it, but get what you like. If that's ranch, if that's honey mustard, whatever, because you want to enjoy what you're eating. If you feel like you're on a diet and it tastes fake to you, guess what you're going to do. You're going to go home and make some brownies or stop at Savage's or wherever at, you know, this little Dream Cakes and get you a little, you know, cupcake or something because you're going to feel deprived, okay? You don't want to feel deprived. So then dinner, what do people do at dinner? They load up at dinner. Why? Because they've starved themselves through the day, okay? When someone says, I'm good all day long, you know what good means? That means they hardly ate all day long. You know, good means I had an egg for breakfast and I had, you know, a pack of crackers for lunch and now I'm starving. Gee, I wonder why. You know, because you have not fueled your body and it will come back to haunt you. So that's what happens at dinner is people forget to eat throughout the day. They don't think it's important. So, you know, they're having their spaghetti, their casseroles, their, you know, hamburgers and french fries, hamburgers and, you know, baked potatoes, whatever. They're hungry because they haven't eaten all day. So again, this needs to be your lighter meal of the day because you're not doing anything after dinner. So this needs to be protein and vegetables. It can be roasted vegetables. It can be chopped up fresh vegetables. Like my favorite thing in the world is a Greek salad. And Greek salads don't have lettuce in it. It's just onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes, and oregano, and olive oil, salt, and pepper. Oh my God, it's so good and it's so easy. So, and you could do any kind of, you know, veggies that you want. Just mix them together. You could also do stir fry. I love to roast vegetables. I roast them all the time. You can roast zucchini, squash, okra, peppers, onions, and they're so good to roast them and have it with salmon, with tilapia, with shrimp, with steak. You know, have a fillet and then some roasted asparagus. So it's really delicious. You just have to kind of think outside the bun. Think away from that rice, those potatoes, those noodles, and it's really not that hard to get away from that, those types of foods. The other thing I do probably twice a week is do omelets. You know why? Because they're so easy. You know, you get some eggs, you get some spinach, saute your spinach with a little olive oil, a little coconut oil, whatever, and then do your eggs and then, you know, either put them together or have them separate. So it's delicious. It's a filling meal and you could use any veggies that you have in your house. Stir fry, another great option. Tofu stir fry, chicken stir fry, shrimp, whatever you want. So again, think about dinner, think about how to lighten up, but I guarantee you, you will not be able to lighten up your dinner unless you're eating through the day. If you don't eat right at breakfast and lunch, this will not happen for you at night to where you can lighten it up. The next thing, and I'm gonna go real fast through these next things because I know we're running out of time, is snacks. You know, when you think about snacks, don't just think about having one thing by itself, like having a 100 calorie pack of Sun Chips or having just, you know, here's your 100 calorie pack. I call these 100 calorie packs of junk because really nothing's in there. Nothing of nutritional value is in these things except for if you get the nut ones. The nut and the seed ones, those are great, but these ones that are just flour, baked flour with salt, you're getting no nutritional value there. And, you know, or an apple by itself. What you need to do is always combine things to where you're controlling your blood sugar. So you've got an apple and peanut butter. And what I would do if you're past 40 is say half an apple and peanut butter, because you know what? One apple is probably 2 servings of fruit. I hate to tell you that, but if it's a normal, small apple, it's going to be 2 servings of fruit. Cut it in half, have 4 little chunks with peanut butter. There you go. Perfect snack. Graham crackers, you know, have, 1.5 graham crackers with peanut butter. You've got another snack, although the apple would be the healthier option there instead of the graham crackers. Y'all know that because an apple has one ingredient. Graham crackers have more than one ingredient, right? So the less ingredients, the healthier it's going to be. Carrots and hummus, another great snack. Carrots and guacamole, another great snack, or any kind of veggie. Here you go, you got cottage cheese with fruit, Triscuits dipped in cottage cheese. Great combination of protein and carb. You know, you can do it with Greek yogurt where you put nuts in there, you put fruit or a little of both in there. String cheese and Triscuits. My daughter, every day after school, this is her snack. So she loves the combination. Popcorn and some nuts, you know. One of the best ways to make popcorn is use coconut oil. Do it yourself. Get the bag of popcorn in a pan like we used to do many years ago, not the microwave stuff, and make it, and it tastes so good, and it's so good for you and for whoever you're giving it to, your children, your grandchildren. But, you know, having some nuts with that too, so that way you have some protein coming in and some fat. If you're into Starbucks, having a latte with some nuts. So, you know, you've got some milk in your latte, and then you've got nuts with which have the fat, which is going to make it last longer. So again, you just got to think, pull a carb, pull a protein, and put them together. That's your snack, not just the carb, because if you have just the carb by itself, just the fruit, just the crackers, it raises your blood sugar. You don't want your blood sugar to be up, because that's a very bad thing. Water and liquid calories is another mistake. People don't drink enough water, okay? Drink tons of water. It helps you feel better. It helps your brain function better. So it helps you detox your body. Wherever water goes, salt goes with it. So the more water you have, the more, if you're bloated, if you ate a lot of sodium at a meal, it's gonna get rid of it. So a lot of water is good. And when I say drink water, I'm not saying drink Crystal Light, okay? That's what people hear. Oh, so I can have Crystal Light. Artificial sweeteners, not a good thing. I'm not going to talk about it today, but again, nobody will tell you that they're good for you, and people do them way to excess. Liquid calories, think about if you're drinking calories, whether it's Gatorade or coffee that you're putting amaretto, not amaretto, what are those coffee mates and all those little things people add to, you know, sweeten up their coffee. So think, you know, how many calories is that adding to your coffee? And tea, they put honey. Honey's natural. Honey has sugar. Honey is a sugar, but it's a natural sugar. Do you think it doesn't raise your blood sugar just because it's natural? It doesn't matter. It's still going to be calories. It's going to raise your blood sugar, and you don't need that. So try to do tea with lemon, coffee with just like half and half in it, or some cream or whole milk or something, not putting those sweeteners in there. You know, liquid calories could be wine, could be beer, could be Gatorade. All that stuff, it adds up, and it just, you know, adds calories to your body, but it doesn't make you feel content. So you got to watch those. So we talked about water. Hold on, let's see. LaCroix, that's one of my favorite drinks, is sparkling water, which is LaCroix. And all that is water with no artificial sweetener. I love green tea. I do this all day long. Coffee is actually so good for you. 3 cups a day keeps Alzheimer's away. That was a study that was done. So again, it's got antioxidants in it. Don't worry. People say, my only vice is coffee. It's not a vice. If you put stuff in your coffee other than what I told you to put in there, that can become a vice. But yeah, if you're just doing coffee with some cream in it, good for you. I mean, that's a good thing for your brain. You know, diet drinks, artificial sweeteners, try to minimize those. Minimize, we talked about that. Stevia is probably the better one of all of them, but still, I would try to minimize that. Okay, we talked about, okay, let me see. All right, planning environment is number 9, and that's just making sure that you always think ahead. If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. I've got that quote on your sheet, my favorite quote in the world, because the more you think ahead, the more you have your body ahead of you, the better you're going to do. I mean, you're going to be all over it if you have your exercise to where Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm doing this, and I'm going to have my meals, and like tonight, I know exactly what I'm going to eat tonight. Why? Because I thought ahead. I made sure, because I know I'm going to be hungry, and I know it's going to be late when I get home, past my dinner time, so I'm ready for it. That's how you got to be ready for the day. If you're not, it's not going to happen. Environment means keep your house, you know, a clean house. And I don't mean clean as in no dust and pillows off the floor. I mean clean as in don't have junk in your house. Because when you're stressed and you're tired, guess what you're going to go for? The junk. But if it's not there, it's not an option. So again, you know, you don't need it for your grandkids. You don't need it for your kids, because guess what? They don't need it either. I mean, you know, kids are more obese now than they've ever been. So just clean your house up to where it has healthy things for you to go to. Exercise. Make sure that you are working out, doing something, keeping your body strong. Because yes, nutrition is the number one key to keeping your body lean and losing weight. It's 75%, but 25% is a big chunk of the puzzle. And if you don't work out, your body's not going to be strong. Your bones aren't going to be strong, your muscles. So you've got to exercise to keep your body strong. And truly, if you don't use it, you lose it. I mean, that is, my mom has always been super fit. When my dad got sick a couple years ago, she kind of totally put her needs on the back burner for several years. So we were up in New York, where my cousins keep their 90-year-old mother, and they have an elevator in their house. And so I caught my mom taking the elevator up one flight of stairs. I said, Mom, why are you taking the elevator, you know? And she said, because my legs, you know, they're just not strong anymore. I'm like, wait a minute here. So she finally joined a gym here in town, and she's going to workout classes 3 times a week. She already feels stronger. But again, she wasn't doing anything. So her muscles in her body were just getting weaker and weaker. And my mom is a very young 80-year-old woman. I mean, she is not you know, Elise usually acts like she's 10 years younger and looks like she's 10 years younger. So again, you know, if you don't use your muscles, you will lose them and your quality of life will not be what it could be. So you got to do cardio work where you're getting your heart rate up, but you also got to do muscle work, which is stressing out these muscles here to have muscle on your body, which increases your metabolism. It's really where the magic happens, especially for women, but for men too. Men, y'all have more muscle than we do anyway. It's not fair, but it's just the way it is. Women, we don't have a lot of muscle, so unless we do things to put it there, we're not going to have it, and walking doesn't do it. Biking doesn't do it. So you've got to do something, and this is, I'm just going to talk a second about this. This is actually not the DVD I wanted. The Getting Started is the DVD. Can I see that? Thank you. This is a DVD. I created this workout. It's a body weight workout that has three 10-minute workouts. It's body weight only. The 10 minutes will challenge you, hands down. Okay, you might have to do it on your knees, but it is one of the best workouts you can do in the comfort of your own home and get it done in 10 minutes, and you could do it three times a week and see your body getting stronger. So again, it's a workout. This is the workout that I teach here in town. So it's, but this is a very basic version of it, because you got to start basic and then you build up. So it's something that if you need a muscle workout, it's available after class. So again, exercise, make sure you're doing something, number one, and when you think about what you're doing, make sure you have some cardio, have some muscle in there, not just cardio. So you're doing your cardio, you're doing your muscle, which is stressing your muscles. So these, again, I've kind of talked about it before. Here's, you know, horizontal is a body weight workout. So this girl, you know, there's not one muscle that's not working. But that's what I'm saying. You can always drop to your knees, and it makes the workout a lot easier. Okay, so there's my DVD. So the last thing on here is motivation, attitude, and expectations. And that is something that you always have to think about, because a lot of people will call me and say, I need you to motivate me, Sandra. I need to come see you. And I hate when people say that. It's nails on a chalkboard, because I don't put that responsibility on me to motivate you to lose weight, because I can't be with you every single day, every single minute of the day to say, no, don't do that. Okay, you need to do this. You've eaten enough. No, you haven't had your fat. Come on, let's go work out. I can't do that. You got to do that for yourself. I mean, that fire has to burn inside of you, you know, not putting it on someone else. And your attitude has to be, you know, a positive attitude. If you have negative, you might as well just throw the towel in, because you're not going to do it. You know, and expectations are that it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, when you change your lifestyle, changes take a while to start happening, although you do start to see changes and see changes and feel changes pretty quickly once you make some of the changes that I've been talking about. So really, you know, motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going. And it does. It becomes a habit. This is my life. I work out several times a week, and I eat healthy. Do I do it all the time? No, I don't do it all the time, but most of the time I do. So again, it's a habit that we get into that just becomes your life. So you give it some time, practice patience, because you got to have all those to make it work. If you want another reference guide to kind of always hear me in your head, my book is fantastic, because it's very practical. It's what we talked about in here, but it goes further to things that we have not covered, because again, I didn't have enough time to go over a lot of things that are in the book. So that's available for you. This is a thing I love. It doesn't happen over all at once. You become, it takes a long time. And with nutrition, with health, it evolves. It doesn't, you never stay the same. I'm different now than I was when I was 40 as far as what I eat. I'm much more into clean, minimal ingredients, lots of antioxidants, because I don't want to get cancer. I don't want to get sick. I mean, I've got two young kids, so I'm trying to do everything I can to stay as healthy as possible. You know, strength, anyone can work out for an hour a day, but to control what goes on your plate, the other 23, now that's hard work. Tell me about it. I mean, exercise is easy compared to eating healthy, because you have to do that a lot more than you have to do the exercise part. And as far as putting the pieces of the puzzle together, thinking about fitness and nutrition, those are the two pieces. There's a bridge that connects the two, because just because you have heard what I've said, just because you buy my book doesn't mean you're going to do it. Okay? What it comes down to is you. Focus, dedication, commitment, discipline, determination, desire, consistency, patience. All that is you and what's going on inside of you. So it's like, and really it boils down to how bad do you want it? You know, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. I mean, how many times have you heard that? You know, if you say, I can't do this, it's too hard. Well, then, okay, don't even try because you're not going to do it. You know, I can't. I have to eat starches at night. No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, I work with people all the time that change their life. So, again, but you got to think it to make it happen. You know, nothing changes if nothing changes. So change something, and then I guarantee you things will change. But you got to get that ball rolling. So now you have knowledge, which is power. So hopefully you can go out and put this to work in your life. Because again, it's not a diet. It's a way of eating that you can do forever and that's good for you, your husband, your wife, your grandkids, your kids. I mean, it's good for everybody. So I hope that y'all have learned something that you didn't know before you came in here. And I would love to answer any questions that you have now. Okay, I'm gonna have a drink of water. Is that okay with y'all? So, I'm sorry I went a little bit over. I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.